Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pledge in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
When Jessie Dutton decides to use her feminine tactics on Dexter, the poor man hasn't got much of a chance. But when Jessie gangs up with the two children to plan a maneuver, pow! Tonight, I'd like you to hear about a particular family maneuver, and it began to take shape one afternoon before Dexter got home from the office.
Children, we need a new approach, a brand new approach.
I agree.
Mummy, we're only going to ask Daddy for a simple little television set.
Compost, do you happen to know what a simple little television set costs?
Oh, in the vicinity of 150 to 250 pounds.
Sure, and that's a vicinity where Dad doesn't often wander.
Oh, children, I'm sure we can get a TV set for less money than that.
Well, I'm not a new one. Dad might pick up a second-hand set.
Mm. No, your father won't buy anything second-hand since he bought the Goyder car.
Anyhow, we don't want an old TV set. We want a new one.
With a 21-inch screen.
And when we tell your father, he's likely to let out a 21-inch scream.
Well, I still think he can be handled with the pipe and slippers routine. We'll give Daddy a tremendous welcome home tonight, and we'll make an all-out effort and kill him with kindness.
When he knows why, we mightn't have to.
Yoo-hoo! Jessie, dear, may I come in?
Oh, Katie, come in. You might be able to help us with a little problem. One extra head could be just what we need.
Hmm, it's a pity Jonathan's not home. You could use both of his.
Now, Katie, we want to know how we can go about asking Dexter for a television set.
Just ask him the way that I asked Jonathan last week.
You asked Jonathan for a TV set last week?
Well, I asked him in my own little way. In other words, I told him that he was going to buy it.
You told him? Oh, I couldn't just tell Dexter.
You could, Jessie, if you had the opportunity I had. You see, it was the night that Jonathan got home extra late from his club. I was all ready to start nagging and hitting him with a few heavy objects.
But you didn't?
No, because he got in first and said, Katie, if you don't start a rumpus, I'll buy you anything you want. So quick as a flash, I said a television set.
Slithering jellyfish?
No, a television set.
You mean Jonathan agreed to spend a couple of £100 merely to stop a row?
Jessie, dear, when I get started, I'm worse than a parliamentary broadcast. Jonathan still got a bruise on his bald spot from a row that we had a fortnight ago.
Well, Katie, I'm afraid your tactics won't work for me. Dexter and I haven't had a decent row since the time I heard a rumor he'd taken a pretty girl out to lunch.
Dexter did that?
No, it was only a rumor.
Dad hadn't taken any pretty girl to lunch. It was Janie.
Oh! Jessie, an idea just struck me.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I know how you can get Dexter to buy a television set.
How?
By attacking his pride and his sense of keeping up with the Joneses. When Dexter comes home this evening, tell him about Jonathan agreeing to buy me a set. A man hates to think that he's lagging behind his neighbor.
Oh, Mrs. Wilmot, that's a wonderful idea. Especially as your husband is Daddy's new boss, as well as his next-door neighbor.
Boy, it's a massive plan. We can still use the pipe and slippers routine and follow it up at dinner with this jazz.
Katie, you're a wizard. I know Dexter, and he won't be happy if he finds out Jonathan's got something he hasn't.
Exactly. Of course, Jonathan's got me, but Dexter wouldn't want one of those.
Let's forget for a moment what the Duttons want and concentrate on what you want. And of course, what is more important, how you can get what you want. Perhaps you've been wondering how you could have a long holiday, perhaps even a trip overseas. Or maybe you're wondering how you can send your children to college or the university. Perhaps you may be wishing you could get new furniture, a car, or new clothes. Whatever it is you want, steady saving each payday in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account we'll get it for you. The old saying that people who save get what they want is just as true now as it ever was. So if you want the good things of life, together with peace of mind, open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account next payday. There is no friendlier or better place to save than in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. So start saving now and week by week. Bank Commonwealth.
Enjoying your dinner, Dad?
I don't know.
The chicken's delicious.
Dexter, surely you're enjoying it. I gave you the best parts.
Well, thank you, Jesse, but... Well, somehow I have a feeling that the smack this bird got on the neck is nothing to the one I've got coming.
Oh, please, Daddy. We've told you a dozen times we haven't done anything wrong, and we're not after any money.
Absolutely not. So let's enjoy dinner and maybe chat about things in general.
Huh?
Dad, how are you finding your new boss?
Well, J.G. Wilmot is about 1 point easier to get on with than K.G. So add 1 point to impossible and you've got it.
That's nonsense. Kimberly wasn't a hard boss, so Jonathan must be a pushover.
Jesse, if ever I see him standing on the edge of a cliff, that's what he'll be.
Oh, Mummy, did you tell Daddy what Mrs. Wilmot told you this afternoon?
Oh, no. I don't believe your father would be very interested.
I don't believe I would either.
I'm sure you wouldn't, Dad. I mean, who wants to hear about his neighbors getting something new?
Nobody. Least of all me. What are they getting?
It's nothing to concern you, but it's certainly a big event for the Wilmots.
Yeah.
They're getting a wonderful addition to their household.
An addition to... You mean... At their age?
What has their age got to do with it?
What is their... J.G. isn't a young man, and Katie's an old... she's no... What I mean is, she's no chicken either.
Well, all the more reason why they need one in the house.
But wait a minute, what about Gerald? Gerald's nearly as old as Ashley.
What about Gerald? He's at boarding school right now, but when he comes home, he'll love it.
Daddy, do you know what we're referring to? Would you really like to know what the Wilmots are getting?
I've already guessed what they're getting, and I think it's ridiculous. I mean, they're both past their prime in life, and Katie won't know how to look after it.
Dad, there's very little looking after to be done, and Mrs. Wilmot's going to have it insured.
Insured? Before it's arrived?
Well, as soon as it arrives. That means she won't lose a penny if anything happens to it.
Now, happens, like what?
Well, like it conking out.
Ashley, that is a horrible way to speak. Jesse, when is this big event taking place?
Well, Katie's not sure.
Someone must have given her a pretty good idea.
She doesn't care when she gets it, as long as she gets it. But she knows for sure she's getting it.
I imagine she does. I mean, it's a wonder I haven't noticed Kate. I mean, she's not... Well, look, is it due next week, next month, or next year?
Well, it could be any time. Maybe today, maybe next week. Mrs. Wilmot hasn't yet made up her mind what kind she wants.
Mrs. Wilmot hasn't made up her mind what kind she wants.
Oh, but she does know the size. She wants a 21-inch.
She's going to decide what kind. And it's got to be 21 inches.
Precisely. With a swivel base.
I have never in my life heard such casual, heartless conversation about such an important event. Sounds to me like Katie's going round the bend. Has she decided how many legs it's going to have?
Yes, four.
Four. Four!
Yes, dear. All console TV sets have four legs.
Jesse, have you gone crazy? Who's talking about TV sets?
We are. Why, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about... I thought... Look, you all let me go on thinking the Wilmots were going to have a happy event. The pitter-patter of tiny feet.
Oh, goodness, Dexter, we are sorry if that's what you thought.
Well,
oh, no, we were just casually discussing the television set Jonathan is going to buy for Katie.
A 21 console with a swivel base.
Oh, dear. Now, wait a minute. Do you mean that Katie actually thinks J.G. intends buying her an expensive TV set? That woman's not round the bend. She's halfway up the straight.
It's true, Daddy. We were just as surprised as you when we heard the news.
Yeah, but I mean, he's such a skinflint and a type. A television set. Look, the last time he put his hand deep in his pocket, he got bitten by a trapdoor.
Well, apparently he's not such a tightwad as you imagine. Oh, mind you, we all know he's not the generous, thoughtful husband you are.
I'll say he's not. I'll bet Katie had him blackmailed or something.
Oh, she probably did. Anyhow, he's buying his family a television set, and that's that.
Yep, that's that. That's that. I reckon that'll make us one of the only families in this street without TV.
Well, who knows? We might finish up being the only one. Think how exclusive it'll make us.
Yes.
That's right, dear. Oh, who wants a silly old TV set? The Wilmots can afford to get one much more than we can.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jesse, of course they can. Who said they can? I'll bet I've got just as much money saved as J.G. or even more.
Well, have you, Dad? Oh, but, Dexter, you've got payments on the house to make and many other commitments.
Oh, that's true, Daddy. And anyway, who cares about keeping up with the Joneses?
We're not discussing the Joneses. We're discussing the Wilmots.
Now, Dexter, if you're beginning to think about throwing money away on a television set, you can forget it.
Now, wait a minute, Jesse. Don't talk to me like that. We can discuss it, surely.
There's nothing to talk about. I'm sorry the subject came up.
So am I. Daddy, we don't need a TV set.
Absolutely. It's an unnecessary luxury.
Well, some families deserve unnecessary luxuries.
Oh, finish your coffee, dear. The subject is closed.
Closed?
The subject is not closed at all. If I want to buy a television set, I'll buy one, and that's that.
Dexter!
Oh, J.G., didn't I say if you yelled for me like that again, I'd walk out of this firm for good?
Why do you think I'm yelling louder than usual?
That is very, very humorous. You couldn't do without me here any more than your brother Kimberly could.
Yes, that may be perfectly true, but imagine the enjoyment I'd have trying.
If you yell for me just to come in here and be insulted, you might as well know. I have my pride. Mr. Wilmot, I resign.
I accept your resignation. Now, by the way, do you happen to know who'd like your job?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Me.
Good, you're hired.
Thanks.
You know,
just kidding.
It's just as well we both have a sense of humor, isn't it? Now, I want to talk to you about... Is it true you ordered a television set?
That is perfectly true. It's to be delivered home this evening. I understand you're getting one, too.
Oh, I was, but I'm not now.
You're not? Why?
Because you're getting one. Goodness, Dexter, we live next door to one another. Why should I buy a television set?
Hey, wait, what's living next door got to do with it? You promised Katie you'd buy a set.
Oh, I told Katie I'd think about it, and maybe I would have bought a set if you hadn't got in first. Dexter, surely you don't want to see me waste my money when you'll have TV in your house.
But my house is my house. I don't see how that concerns you.
Dexter Dutton, I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of myself for thinking you were a friend, my neighborly neighbor. The same neighborly neighbor who said to me and my wife only a few short weeks ago, Jonathan, Katie, Jesse and I want you to consider this your second home. Pop in and out any time you like, the way Clara and Kimberly used to. The Dutton house is always open house for the Wilmots. That's almost word for word what you said.
Well, maybe it is, but I... Well, I mean, it doesn't apply.
Haven't we been dining at your place some evenings, and haven't you been dining at our place other evenings?
Yeah, but this way it's going to be lopsided.
Look, Dexter, why don't you just say it straight out? From now on, you intend refusing succor to your friends.
Oh, it's not that I... I guess I shouldn't have said a word. Well, you and your family are welcome to come in any time you like. I've never refused succor to a friend, and I won't start now.
Dexter, you're a good man.
I'm also a sucker.
Wilmot's coming in.
Eh? Oh, I don't know, Janie, but you can bet your life they won't be long. Ashley, can't we switch to another station?
Oh, but gee, Dad, this is smoking guns.
I know it's smoking guns. The time is now 6:45, and so far we've seen six guns, guns and saddlebags, talking guns, and now smoking guns.
Well, and if we go to the other channels, we can take our pick from Buffalo Bill or the Sheriff of Tucson.
Dad, this is the time devoted mainly to kids, huh? After 7, you'll see plenty of grown-up stuff.
You mean after 7, the westerns become adult westerns?
Daddy, there are plenty of shows on tonight besides westerns.
Well, here's dinner on a tray. Help yourself, everyone. Oh, that one's yours, Dexter.
Oh, thanks, dear. I'll just have it here on my lap.
That's where you will have it if you don't watch what you're doing.
Well, thanks, Mom.
Well, thank you, Mommy. Look, sit down.
Oh, this is a beaut show, Mum. It's called Smoking Guns.
Is it? I wonder why. I'd have thought it should be called Life Can Be Beautiful.
Hey, look, Dad. Look, this is going to be exciting.
Hey, oh, yeah, look. Hey, there's someone hiding there. He's got a knife.
Oh, I do hope he doesn't use it.
Oh, he'll get stabbed if he doesn't watch out.
Why doesn't he turn around? Look around you, Doc. There's somebody behind you.
Oh, Dexter. Oh.
The crook's creeping up closer.
Oh dear.
It's only the doorbell.
That'll be the Wilmot. Katie, the door's not locked. Come in.
Broken my foot.
I was hoping that you'd be dining in front of the set.
I was talked into it. Have you and Jonathan eaten yet?
Well, we're just about to start. Katie's got our dinner there in a basket.
Yes, I thought it would be better to
see. Yes, well, where are the sandwiches, dear? What have you got?
Well, can't you be a bit quieter?
Hey,
I want to see this commercial about how to stop your hair falling out.
While Dexter listens to the commercial about how to stop losing his hair, how about you listening to a commercial about how to stop losing your money? Probably like myself, you're surprised to read every now and then about people losing large sums of money. Sometimes they lose it in the street. Sometimes their home is burgled. Sometimes they lose their money in a fire. And very often that money is far more than they can afford to lose. Probably why you feel sorry for these people, you think them foolish for not keeping their money safe in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. But sometimes we take risk without realizing it. So now, make this test. How much money have you got in your pockets, purse, or home at the moment? If it is more than you want to lose, get it into a Commonwealth Savings Bank account as soon as possible. In the Commonwealth Savings Bank, your money is completely safe. Nobody can take it from you, and you just can't lose it. That's one reason why 5.25 million people, week by week, bank Commonwealth.
J.G., look, it's after 10:30 and there's nothing much on after this program.
Oh, who cares? The night's still young.
But my family's gone to bed and your wife's gone home.
Well, all the more reason why we can enjoy a little TV by ourselves, eh?
Jonathan, maybe I'd better be candid. I'm tired and I'd like to retire.
Okay, I'll turn the set off before I leave.
Oh, no, you won't. If you're going to squat here, so am I.
Oh, good, good. Now, here's the program guide. Let's see what's on after this, eh?
Give me that. There's a late movie on one of the channels. If I can stay awake, I wouldn't mind seeing it either. It's George Arliss in Disraeli.
Oh, well, I saw it twice years ago. No, we won't see that.
It just so happens I'd like to see it.
Look, forget it. If we stay on this channel, there's a fiction science program coming on. Oh, that's for me.
Well, it's not for me. I want to see the late movie.
Who wants to see a stupid late movie when we can see some good science fiction?
I do, that's who. I don't care for science fiction.
Oh, of course you do. Look, you'll love this one. It's called The Faceless Man from Outer Space.
I don't care if it's called The Chestless Woman from Timbuktu. I want to see the late movie.
Dexter, it's Disraeli, and I've seen it twice. And look, while this program's on, I'll tell you all about it. It starts off with young Mr. Disraeli before he entered politics, you see. There was this girl he was in love with and he wanted to marry her. Well, the only obstacle was...
Don't tell me anymore. You'll spoil it for me.
Look, Dexter, you're not going to be selfish about this. I'm very keen to see the faceless man from outer space.
I'm keen to see George Arliss.
George Arliss has been dead for years.
He probably still looks better than you do alive.
Now, Dexter, that's a childish and a nasty thing to say.
Jonathan, I don't want to be nasty and I don't want to argue. I just want to see the late movie.
And I want to see some science fiction. Dexter, you're forgetting one important thing.
What's that?
I'm your guest.
You're my... While we're all here in the kitchen together, let's discuss this lend-lease television situation.
Well, Dexter, I want you to understand it's not Katie's fault. She's mad that Jonathan's gone back and has promised to buy her a set.
I'm not blaming Katie. I'm only crooked on that apology for a husband she's got. It's now Sunday, and we've had the Wilmots in every night for nearly a week.
And Mr. Wilmot always wants to pick his own programs.
Yesterday afternoon was the real topper. I wasn't allowed to watch Pony Express because Mr. Wilmot insisted on seeing the Bertie Bear cartoons.
And even before that, when Mummy and I wanted to watch the cooking session, Mr. Wilmot wouldn't tune off the Miss Universe contestants.
The Miss Universe contestants? I didn't know they were on. Why didn't somebody tell... who'd want to watch that?
Yoo-hoo! Jessie, dear, may I come in?
Good morning, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Jessie, I just came to say that something's got to be done about this television situation. Because Jonathan's too mean to keep his promise and buy a set is no reason why we should all be inflicted on you every night.
Now, Katie, we don't mind a bit.
Of course not.
No.
Jessie, look, dear, why don't we be perfectly honest and tell Katie we do think Jonathan's a little over the fence.
Over the fence? I'd like to kick him over the fence. A sharp picket fence. We've got to think of some way to make Jonathan buy a TV set.
Just wait a minute. I think I've got it. An idea's been churning in my head for hours, and it's just borne fruit. Yeah, tonight's the night.
Never mind
what it is. If I tell you now, someone might spoil everything. But it all has to do with something nobody knows.
Oh,
just be patient. Tonight's the night.
Jesse, you know, it's very nice of you to have us in to dinner tonight before we watch the television. This beef isn't bad.
Isn't bad? You've eaten three helpings and a dozen potatoes.
Katie, I've not had a dozen potatoes. I've had seven.
What programs do you want to watch tonight, Mr. Wilmot?
Oh, there are three good ones I might see tonight. There's the Pete Wilson Show, Music Hall Varieties, The Tall Man from Texas.
How about the feature movie?
Oh, it's got John Bowles in it. I don't like him.
Mummy, who's John Bowles?
Oh, he was before your time.
Janie, he was a star when your mother and father and I were young. And when Jonathan was middle-aged.
I beg your pardon?
Tell me something, J.G. Have you thought any more about buying a TV set for yourself?
Oh, I may think of it sometime in the future, but not now. Don't you enjoy our company of an evening?
Oh, certainly. Yes, yes, indeed. But supposing you had a set and we didn't, would we be welcome in there?
Oh, most definitely. Dexter, if you didn't have television, I'd buy a set immediately, and you'd have a standing invitation to spend every night with us.
Do you really mean that? On your word of honor?
On my word of honor. Look, I'll cross my heart.
Ah, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Everyone knows I don't have to buy a set because you've already got one.
What everybody doesn't know is that I have it on a week's trial, so it's going back to the shop tomorrow.
Really shook J.G., and it'll be very interesting to see how welcome Dexter will be looking at the Wilmots TV set. Personally, I've got my doubts about him being very welcome at all. But on the other hand, I've got no doubts about how welcome I'll always be at the Commonwealth Savings Bank. And what is equally important, you'll be just as welcome as I am. I've been saving at the Commonwealth Savings Bank for more years than I care to remember. Mind you, I don't find saving any easier than you do. But I do know the value of it, and I know that the Commonwealth Savings Bank gives everyone every help and encouragement to save. In addition to that, I always think of the Commonwealth Savings Bank as a friendly place, modern and efficient in every way, and yet personal in its approach to all its customers. So why not enjoy saving by saving in the Commonwealth Savings Bank? Join the 5.25 million people who week by week bank Commonwealth.
Money can buy it, saving will get it, so bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.